This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
President, he posted on social media about regulating artificial intelligence, and it was interesting to me because he basically said there has to be one set of rules. The federal government needs to set the rules and that's it, and states shouldn't do their own thing, which I find ironic because, you know, he used states' rights as an argument for, you know, getting rid of the Department of Education, for the abortion ruling, you know, all those things. So it was a little inconsistent for me. But as it relates to AI, I wasn't sure if that made sense. I mean, to me, like a single set of rules, if the rules were good, would make sense. But I don't know. And so that, I thought Alon Seidman right away. And then I saw yesterday SpaceX might go public in 2026. And I also thought Alon, although he's not an investment advisor, he's a tech guy, but he knows about space and these companies. So we're always glad to have Lon Seidman on here. Lon.tv, go to his YouTube channel. Everything from product reviews is everything. Lon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Lots to talk about.
Yeah, so AI, I mean, I don't even know what the regulations should be. And so that's sort of part of why I wanted to talk to you. But, you know, is this... Should states, to me, maybe don't know enough, but at the same time, if they have, you know, authority over their citizens, maybe it should start there. I just didn't know if you had an opinion on any of it.
Yeah, I think, you know, the challenge here is that you've got this big economic issue, which is developing this AI. We don't even know where it's going to go. For the economy to succeed, the only way it can go is to build the end result, which is the artificial general intelligence supercomputer, right? That's where this has to go. And any impediment to that is going to restrict the economy and also put us at a disadvantage against China, who's also rapidly developing these technologies. So this is like the internet bubble or boom on steroids, because you have a lot of things kind of intertwined here. And, you know, the regulation would go beyond one thing. It's because AI touches almost every aspect of our lives, you know, everything from freedom of speech to copyright to looking at your credit ratings. Like all of these things get touched by this technology. And, you know, to some degree, you want kind of a consistent federal law, because that's what we did when the internet became a thing. And in 1996 to 1998, there were five different pieces of federal legislation and probably other things that were minor in detail also that did restrict states' ability to regulate things like internet taxation, protecting kids online, you know, all of these things that impacted the nation at large. The Congress passed a law, which is kind of a novel concept now. And you know, even in a divided Congress, this is when, you know, this is after the 1994 election, right? And Clinton and the Republicans worked out a lot of stuff that really set the stage to create a playing field for the internet as we know it today. Well, I think there was more optimism back then. That might be why, but.
Well, it was really the last truly productive session of Congress, maybe, you know, because they did great things on the budget, too, in that phase. We're talking with Lon Seidman from Lon.tv. But, you know, again, like, it's pure speculative. We don't even know what it's going to look like. We don't know all the impacts. There's tons of unintended consequences coming down the pipeline. I know that. But what sort of regulation would make sense from a general framework? Of course, knowing that you don't want to impede, you know, innovation here when it seems to be also like a foreign policy issue with China.
Right. I think what you need right out of the gate is copyright laws, especially because that's been where we've been testing a lot. The other area is privacy, you know, user privacy. And that's what states have really been focused on is what can companies do with this data that they're collecting about you? Because now it's not only just the collection, which was a concern of the internet era. But now it's the fact that that data can be combined and processed in such a way that even if things were disambiguated, they can often figure out who an individual is based on their activity. And I did a story recently about how your smart TV is able to look at what's coming through its HDMI port to know what games you're playing, and they're reporting that back to the industry. So all of this is completely unregulated right now. And then when you layer in such an efficient way of processing large volumes of data in a way that can recognize people. And so the tech companies obviously don't like this, because the reason why your television is so inexpensive is because it spies on you, and that information is more valuable than the equipment itself. So those are the sorts of things that Congress has not acted upon, that states are feeling they need to act upon, because you know the federal government isn't doing anything about it. And so this is kind of where we're at. And until I think the Congress steps up and starts creating some regulations around privacy, around how these technologies can be used, I think you're going to see a bigger push from the states and a bipartisan rejection of the president's desire here to restrict federal regulation was played out in the Senate recently. So, something's got to give here.
Yeah, it's interesting because the states seem to be in a better position to actually focus on policy, whereas, the federal government sometimes is just focusing on trying to...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Stay open. It prohibits the I don't mean progressive in a liberal sense, but progress on these issues, right? We're talking with Lon Seidman from Lon.TV. Anything else on this AI-wise? I mean, any developments, any sort of like anything going on in the industry that you should, before we move on to SpaceX, anything just value-added that people should know?
What's astounding to me is just how fast everything is moving. The level of, I don't know if they can sustain this rate of innovation. I just did a piece last night about how I took digital photos from 30 years ago that were just completely pixelated, given the low quality of the camera I was using, and Google's Gemini model created these beautiful images that were accurate to the original. It's absolutely amazing, and that's just one thing, right? So it's moving very, very quickly, faster than government can keep up.
When you say you did a piece, did you do a video for YouTube, or did you write something?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep.
So go to
video for YouTube. Yep.
Okay. So you go to Lon.TV on YouTube and subscribe. He's over 300,000 subscribers, and it's content that's great. If it's delivered to you, it's even better. You know, SpaceX, obviously, you know, Elon Musk is the wealthiest man in the world on paper, and SpaceX is a company that, you know, listen, we've talked about a lot, the two of us, you know, going back to 2011 when the space shuttle program went away, would the private sector step up? And clearly the leader in stepping up is SpaceX and Elon Musk. If it goes public, why would they go public if their model's working? Do they need investment? And would it be something people should look at?
So I've been reading up on this. I think the reason is actually the same, for the same reason we just talked about, which is AI. And the fact that these data centers are requiring tremendous amounts of power. And in addition to all that power, they also require tremendous amounts of cooling. So we're seeing, you know, water crises developing over the fact that these data centers need water for cooling because they're generating so much heat. And, you know, if you look at space as a place to house your data center, you have power from the sun. You can put up large solar arrays on these potential orbiting data centers.
Wait. You're telling me we're setting up for future data centers in space?
Yes, I think that's where they're going to go with this, because he's already got a broadband network in orbit, which with Starlink, where these satellites can actually communicate essentially over what the equivalent on the ground would be fiber optics. They have these point-to-point lasers that they're shooting between these. This is all science fiction, but it's true. they're doing all these, you know, super high-speed interconnections, and it is completely feasible that you could get a data center in space and keep it cool and run the whole thing in orbit. And it might be cheaper than it would be to run it on the ground, especially if the Starship program, you know, gets to an operational point.
So it's science, science nonfiction.
Is what science it is. Nonfiction. Just put it in orbit.
Wow. See, that's something. But I, you know, for our listeners too,
that's expensive.
I hadn't even thought about that. You have natural cooling because space is cold. There's less danger to any problems if it's whatever, nuclear or whatever, because it's in space. I mean, there's a lot of things that make sense there, but it's kind of amazing that we're even discussing it. Lon, have a great holiday. We appreciate you as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
We'll talk soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.